Think of a beautiful city. You might picture clean streets and well-kept homes. But what about the qualities you can't see, like safety, pride, or happiness? Today, WKNO begins a five-part series on the impact of beauty and blight in Memphis. Our news director, Christopher Blank, visits a neighborhood where property values, safety, health, and education are all affected by one four-letter word, ugly.
Janine Heiner Buchanan told me that she could predict crime in Memphis just by looking at the scenery. So we went for a drive near Parkway Village in South Memphis.
We're heading to the area of Sheffield Elementary and Sheffield High School.
Buchanan is managing director of Safeways. She advises apartment managers on safety and quality of life issues. One thing she's learned, if it looks gritty, it attracts grit.
You can see evidence of disinvestment here, people not cutting their grass. You'll see people parking on their lawns.
We spot a long wooden fence whose owner has painted over some graffiti. It's a losing battle.
This sends a message to the whole community and everybody that passes through here. If you're uncomfortable with gangs, you're going to be uncomfortable here.
Blight is more than just ugly.
Blight is one of those things you know when you see it.
That's Patrick Dandridge, Director of Code Enforcement for the City of Memphis. Today's blight, he says, is a moving target. In the past few years, it's required new laws, ordinances, and increased cooperation between city and nonprofit groups.
There's very little that can happen in the city that would not be connected to blight.
That small pocket of blight in your neighborhood, that one vacant or abandoned house, now it's called an indicator. Here's what new research says about it. Within 500 feet of blight, property values can drop by as much as 7.5%. Abandoned houses are fire hazards, and they increase the risk of violent crime in your neighborhood. Blighted properties cause health problems, producing allergens such as ragweed and mold. To get ahead of the problem, officials need to know more than just where the vacant buildings are. They need to prevent them from becoming blighted. So researchers at the University of Memphis's Fogelman College of Business are building a computer model that spots blight indicators even sooner than before. Here's Dr. Naveen Kumar.
We are trying to capture information from multiple sources that will give us holistic perspective into the state of the blight.
In other words, they can now look up an address and get the full scoop on that house. They pull together bank information, MLGW bills, crime reports, even a picture. The model then generates a blight score.
Say, for example, from a scale of 1 to 10.
Which could tell the city how quickly it needs to act and what it might cost.
By applying different analytical methods, we can predict how the future may look like.
In South Memphis, Janine Heiner Buchanan shows me why that's important.
This is Sheffield Elementary School.
Sheffield Elementary School. Yeah, but look at that, Chris.
Right across the street, the house here has gang graffiti on the side of it.
I mean, you know, you got your yard parking, your boarded up window, obvious recent burglary there. Right here you go, Chris, right on your right. Look at all this gang graffiti. Somebody's parking.
All of this greeting children on their way to school. And this, she says, could be blight's biggest stain on the social fabric of Memphis.
It is an environment that fosters and facilitates violence and crime in general.
It's why activists like Buchanan say citywide beautification is a priority, up there with law and order.
We're not just going to drive past this blighted area and go, thank God I don't live here.
New analytics will soon produce a better picture of how ugliness infects. But researchers also hope to prove that beauty can cure. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
Join us tomorrow when our series, City of Grit, looks at the challenges of beautification. Follow us on the web at WKNOFM.org.